What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United
LSU Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dome Patrol United LSU Podcast. I am Jeff. I'll be your host today. And joining me on this episode is Jason.
Go Tigers.
And Scott.
Hello.
All right, and I'm not going to ask you your numbers unless you have numbers. Who has numbers? I'm going to ask who has numbers. Who has numbers?
I have no numbers.
It's too early for numbers.
I mean, it's not too early. It's just I just got home, and I had a decent amount to drink yesterday.
All right, watching the XFL?
No. Went to Loft 18, played some golf, played some Jenga, won some cash.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Gambling with Jenga.
Yeah. If you've never tried it, it's fun.
Is that the new place in Metairie?
Yeah.
Saw a commercial for it the other day.
Loft 18?
It's literally like 3 minutes from my house, so it's nice.
He's going to spend a lot of time there, folks.
Yeah, I'll spend a little bit.
We're going to hear a lot of Loft 18 story. You ought to ask him to sponsor the show if you're going to talk about him that much.
Well, I'm not going to talk about it. I mean, I'm not going to go that much.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about LSU. Scott, you got a notebook full of stuff you want to talk about. Does it begin with the announcement that was recently made about Utah?
No, it doesn't, but I can go there if you want me to.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's open with the headliner, the news that people care the most about.
Let's open with football, the sport that people care about.
All right, football. LSU and Utah have announced a home-and-home series in 2031 and 2032.
Yeah, looking ahead.
We're planning way into the future.
I was going to say, are we still going to be alive?
I think next week it'll be like a home-and-home series in 2072 and 2073.
I mean, are our home-and-home series all booked up between now and then? Is that why they're waiting this long to – like why they're that far ahead?
Yeah, because we've got
I have the list if you'd like me to read it. Well, some of these aren't necessarily home-and-home. Some of these are neutral site places. But 2020, we played Texas again. That's the end of that. We played them last year. We'll play them again next year. 2021, we have UCLA. In 2022, we play Florida State in New Orleans in the Dome.
Yeah.
2023, we'll play Florida State again in Orlando.
Hey.
That'd be...
In 2024, we play UCLA again, so that'll be the end of that two-game stretch there. In 2025, we play at Clemson. 2026, we play in Baton Rouge versus Clemson. 2027, at Oklahoma.
Quick question. Is Clemson going to be relevant then?
I don't know. Is LSU going to be relevant then?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see.
I'd say Clemson will. Yeah, I mean, assuming Debo's still there, Clemson will be relevant.
All right.
Yeah. 2028, we play Oklahoma in Baton Rouge. 2029, Arizona State in Baton Rouge. 2030, Arizona State in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
2031, we play at Utah. Fans on Twitter are already declaring that we plan to drink Utah dry.
And the two bars, you saw the Evan Pack. Right. You saw the Evan Pack tweet, yeah. The two bars in
they'll be out of beer by.
What do we got?
They better
start
8 o'clock
now.
Yeah,
we better go get another six pack.
I hear those 2030 people like to drink.
2032, the home game versus Utah.
Okay,
so yes,
so
how many?
How many? All right, so you got the homes aways and all that you mentioned. How many of those, by your count, there are not at LSU, but like, you know, like the Dallas, the New Orleans, like the at the remote site?
I think the Florida State one is definitely a neutral site. I don't know about the Texas
we say
one
neutral,
next
but,
year.
You know,
yeah, New Orleans, Orlando, not neutral, not a home.
I mean, New Orleans, right.
I'm not sure about the Texas game next year. If that's
it's in Baton Rouge because we went to Austin last year. Yeah, yeah. So that's definitely Baton
okay.
Rouge.
Yeah, it's true. I couldn't remember if that game was in Dallas or not. And I think the UCLA game's home and home. So I think the Florida State's the only one.
Okay. So they're kind of done with the let's not play at our own stadiums. For
yeah,
a good 10 years, apparently.
I think they're trying to, you know, with the Florida State one, obviously in New Orleans, they're trying to get a draw from Florida State fans to show up to that game, you know, to come to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So, and then us going to Orlando, you know, I think they'll get more LSU fans going to Orlando than they will to Tallahassee. So,
I tell you what, I love the fact that we are willing to schedule these big out-of-conference games, you know, early. Like, we're not – and Coach Joe said, like, we ain't scared of nobody. We'll play whoever, whenever.
I'm sorry. He said what?
He said, we'll it don't matter. We'll play wherever, whoever, whenever, whyever, and whichever. Go Tigers. But
we coming.
You know, so in addition to providing, like, a really entertaining, exciting game at the beginning of the season, that also helps – you know, your case as you try to convince the playoff committee, should you be in that spot, that, hey, look, we went out and we played these teams. We didn't play bumfuck state, even though there will be a couple of those on the schedule. At least we're willing to go and play some of these games. And it just helps your case at the end of the year. And it just having these exciting non-conference games at the beginning of the season, it's much more exciting, much more enticing as a season ticket holder to know, hey, you're playing Texas next year, not Chattanooga.
Yeah.
You know? So okay. I do like the fact that we're willing to pay anybody. I mean, fuck, we're playing Clemson. You know, we're playing and some of these are going to be fun, like to get to go to Salt Lake, to get to go play in the Rose Bowl against UCLA. Now, I know it's not USC. I know a lot of us would love to play USC, but, you know, it provides another avenue for Tiger fans to go to a different stadium like that.
See that, yeah. And the players to play in that stadium.
Yeah, right. That too. That too.
I definitely think that, you know, the new athletic director is – doing a good job putting in his work. So trying to find matchups that are good travel destinations. You know, I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Utah or even Arizona for that matter. Oklahoma, I don't really care about going there.
Yeah, but. Right.
But, you know, Clemson has a really unique stadium, you know, where they come down that hill and they rub that rock and all that stuff.
So the Battle of Death Valleys.
There you go. Pardon. Right. Do you?
So there's your football talk, right? Football
yes.
talk. So my, what do you want to do next? Let's do basketball.
Yes, definitely basketball. So some of the big news, I guess, from the past week, Shaq's son Sharif O'Neal will be coming to LSU next year. He was at UCLA.
Is he still coming after this weekend?
Yes, he's still coming after this weekend. He feels the need even more to come. I think he's only played 13 games at UCLA. He had like some kind of heart defect or something. Had to have like open heart surgery, but it's all fixed now or whatever. So,
will he be able to play next year, or does he have to sit out a year? I mean, it's weird how these rules are now.
Well, I think he's sitting out this year, so he should be able to play next year.
Okay, got it.
So that's good news. LSU did beat Missouri on Tuesday, 82-78. However, that is an SEC game, so that's good. But they did lose to Bama on Saturday, 88-82.
Fucking Bama.
Yeah, I think that's the second time Bama's beat us this year. It was a away game.
Now fallen out of the AP top 25.
They are definitely out of the AP top 25. You know, kind of watching the game and listening to Coach Wade, he had a press conference today. They are really not defending the three-point shot too well, kind of being over-aggressive and just not doing that, not rebounding as well as they have been. They were down 18 at one point during the game, but came back to within one at a certain point, but still got beat. You know, I think, and Coach Wade touched on this, that, you know, the Vandy game that we lost, they kind of almost exposed some of our weakness. Now teams are kind of stepping back and shooting a lot of threes on us, and they're making them, you know. So, you know, that's kind of seems to be, you know, they're driving in and then kicking it back out and hitting threes. You know, so the teams that can do that and make them, you know, they're going
to be
a tougher
to beat. Yeah,
absolutely. And we have Kentucky coming up tomorrow. Kentucky's number 10 in the country. They play tomorrow at 8 o'clock on ESPN. you know, he said, you know, in his press conference, he said, if we don't defend, you know, better, it's going to be another long game. So hopefully they kind of kick it into gear and, you know, they were doing real well at one point and kind of hit a skid. They have six games left in their regular season schedule. Then they'll have the SEC tournament and kind of go from there. You know, if they can go maybe 3-3 in the next six games, you know, they and you know, put up a decent run in the tournament, they should – in the SEC tournament, you know, they should make right. The big, you know, the big dance, the NCAA tournament. They play South Carolina Saturday at 5 as well. So, obviously, the big game is Kentucky. You know, I don't honestly don't see him winning that game, but, you know, stranger things have happened. So, we'll kind of have
to My, how it's changed in just a matter of 2 weeks.
It really has. It almost – and it's funny, you know, it almost seems like the Pelicans and LSU kind of swap places. Like the Pelicans weren't playing well and LSU was playing great. Then the Pelicans started playing great and then LSU started playing bad. It's like, can we get some, you know, consistency for both teams? That would be really nice.
Winning consistency, right?
Yeah, winning consistency. So you have a chance tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, ESPN, LSU, right. Kentucky. Jeff, don't watch, please.
Roger that.
Or you should watch because they're probably going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe you can reverse why would jinx I want them. That?
Maybe you can reverse jinx them.
Yeah. The odds are so great to win that you actually, like, you know, you're
I'm gonna, if I win, I'm going to wear blue. I mean, if I watch, I'm going to wear blue. I'm watching to cheer for Kentucky.
There you go.
Let's go. Kentucky.
So, you know. We'll see how it goes.
All right. So I think what I'm hearing, though, is the basketball team is not as good as we thought they were. And we should not have – as I remember when we were undefeated in the SEC, the talk was, ooh, you know, we can get down to at least like Final Eight or Final – some people even talking about Final Fours. Now I think you'll be lucky if you get into the Sweet 16.
I don't know that I would go as far as to say they're not good as we thought they were. I think they are as good as we think they are. They're just not playing to their potential right now, is what I would say.
Or they're being outplayed.
Yes. They're not.
But, risk. It's a risk if you – right. But you will encounter teams who can hit threes in the tournament. Yeah.
And do they need to – try to do something to adjust and fix that way. He needs to figure out what's going on and try to adjust it. We're going to learn a lot about this even in the next six games.
That's a good point, right. So that is the story of the next six games is what kind of adjustments coaching can make and can the players execute on that.
If they can,
then it would be a little bit more believable.
Right. I mean, in the NCAA if you look tournament. At – we're still like, I think, 9-3 in the SEC. We're tied for second place. So it's not like we're – out of it completely.
But you're tied in second place because you have you got a sprint off the gun. And you got off into an early lead if this were a track meet.
Well, it doesn't matter where you get the win.
Well, it does. But that doesn't carry you in a tournament.
No, it doesn't.
What I'm saying is you can take home a trophy, but you're not going to be relevant in the NCAA tournament. If they can get hot. If your trajectory is on the wrong direction.
You know, they started up, they kind of went down. Now, hopefully they can pick it back up and get hot at the right time. If they're going to have a lull, I'd rather have them the lull now.
Right. Well, and that's right, like you said earlier, that's the narrative right now is where do they go? Now that they're facing adversity, how are they going to respond to that? That's going to tell you what the story of the 2020 season is.
Right, and they have a lot of veteran leadership on that team. You know, players that are on the team last year, so you know, hopefully they can rally.
Okay. Yeah, they're not fighting with each other. They're not blaming each other. They're not.
Not yet.
lose against Kentucky, and they will be. All right, what's that? Baseball or gymnastics?
Baseball. Baseball. Okay. Go baseball.
I know it's
up to you. So I can go gymnastics if you want me to. If we're on the Kentucky theme, we did beat Kentucky in gymnastics yesterday.
All right. I can't believe we're hanging.
I know.
Talking about LSU gymnastics on this podcast.
Give me like 2 minutes, if that.
Oh my god. match.
Wow.
So they had a midweek meet, which was unusual, and it was against two other teams, which they won the meet. But then they went back within 48 hours and went against Kentucky. And you would think with having meets that close to each other, they would look sluggish. But, man, they were sharp as hell yesterday.
Woo-hoo!
Like, they looked really good. Sticking landings everywhere.
Sticking.
It was awesome. Sticking it. I watched it. It was awesome. That's all I'm going to say. All right, baseball.
Tumble steel skin.
It was good. I'm telling you, you should watch it. It's fun to watch. You should watch it. Andrea would probably like it.
No, she probably wouldn't. That she would.
probably not. Now that I think about
it. I mean, the athletic.
Maybe after some jello
shots. I'm not doubting. I'm not. And let the record show. I'm not dissing gymnastics as a sport. I know it's very difficult. It's very technical. Takes a lot of skill. And for the people who are in that world, this is a big deal. And I know that's why you're bringing it up, is because.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, if you're talking about.
It's a big deal to be the best at anything. And so, yes, that's why we're bringing it up. Everybody needs to go buy a ticket to the next Gymnastico.
No. They're one of the top teams in the country, and they fill that stadium. They fill the PMAC on a consistent basis. We were talking about going. So we were in Mobile all weekend. We were talking about going to the mat, to the meet on the way back in. The only tickets left that I could get were the second to last row from the top.
Wow.
Everything else was sold out. So we're like, let's just kind of hold off on going.
It's easier to get Houston Roughneck tickets than it is LSU Gymnastics tickets.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, let's talk about baseball.
All right, baseball. So I don't know how familiar everybody is with LSU baseball, but they just opened their season this past Friday and against Indiana. They played a 3-game series. They won the series. Friday they won 8-1. Henry was a winning pitcher, pitched 4 innings, 8 strikeouts, no walks. It was pretty impressive. Kind of wondering how he'd come back after last year. He had some injury issues last year, but he looked sharp. They were supposed to have a game Saturday and Sunday, but they moved up the game and played a doubleheader on Saturday because of the weather. They won the first game 7-4, and they lost the second game 2-7. So they are 2-1 on the season. They won the series. They play Southern on Tuesday, Nichols on Wednesday, and then their weekend series is Eastern Kentucky. For those of you kind of not familiar maybe with college baseball, typically they play a midweek game. Usually against kind of maybe like a in-state school or a smaller school, and then they'll play a weekend series against the team. Right now they're in the beginning of their season, so they'll kind of play different teams, and then they'll get into the SEC schedule where every weekend they will play an SEC team. They'll play a game midweek Wednesday usually, and then they'll play an SEC team every weekend. Just talk a little about baseball, about LSU baseball, at least from my viewpoint. Their coach, Paul Maneri, nice guy, sure, but he is the Les Miles of baseball. Nice guy. He's got the nice guy, but don't care for him as a coach. And personally, I said this about Les Miles, and I've said it about Maneri, they will not win a championship as long as he is the coach.
Okay.
Not a national championship. They will not win a College World Series as long as he is coaching. There's just past years, too many mental mistakes on the bases, too many just pitching errors, pitching changes that he makes or doesn't make at a particular time. It's just – I call him Paul Miles because he's the Les Miles.
Well, with the new athletic director – do you think they're not going to have patience for this? Like this, if this goes on for this season, they're kind of done with him. How long is his leash?
I don't know. I'm hoping short, but I don't know. I don't know what his relationship is with AD. I'm hoping. I mean, they have the talent to make it to College World Series, possibly to win it. But just with him at the helm, I just don't think it's going to happen. I really don't.
All right.
Are y'all gonna plan on watching any baseball this year?
Yeah, I usually don't start watching baseball until later in the season when it gets to tournament time and the regionals and super regionals. I mean, I kind of follow it, you know, here and there. Sure. I mean, a lot of times I'll put on Moscona, and if he's talking baseball, I can't handle more than 5 minutes just because. Like, I know the team's gonna be good. I don't know all the players, but towards the end of the season, you know, when it matters, I'll start watching.
I'll put it this way: if the Pelicans and LSU baseball's on, I'll turn the Pelicans on. Or I'll flip in between the two. Jason, you won that. You got me. Actually, Zion got me.
Got him.
The curse is broken. I would probably watch LSU baseball over LSU basketball, not for any other reason than, I don't know, maybe growing up, LSU, you know, we grew up at a good time for LSU baseball. There was a lot of College World Series championships won when we were growing up. And so Absolutely. There's this little bit of affinity toward the LSU baseball team. It's like, I would rather watch LSU baseball than Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I'd rather watch college baseball than LSU, than Major League Baseball.
I'd rather watch a Cubs game than an LSU game.
I might rather watch LSU gymnastics than LSU basketball.
Wow.
Than LSU, really?
I'm kidding.
I'm telling you, try it. Watch it once. You'll get
I don't
hooked.
Know why. You know, yeah, I mean, look. But yeah,
you watch gymnastics during the Olympics.
Yeah, but you watch a lot of different weird things during the Olympics.
I'm just asking a question.
You watch stuff during the Olympics because
like you watch skeet shooting in the Olympics,
right? It doesn't mean I'm watching skeet shooting every other Thursday on WMDC.
The gymnastics is the format of it makes it exciting. Okay, so they have bars, floor, beam, and vault. Okay. Yeah. And they start on one. Each team, you know, like LSU will start on vault, and the opposing team will start on floor, so mm-hmm. to say, for instance.
So you're only watching the LSU players?
So, no, like one LSU person will go and do their vault, and then they'll switch to the floor of the other team. And you just – and you see their scores, and they add up. Basically, you know, if you get a 9-8-2, that's the score. Then the other person gets
so
this.
It's just
and
like the Olympics.
Right, but they add the scores, so you get a total team composite score.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, you add up all the 9-point whatevers and whatever, okay. And that's your team score. So you kind of see the scores kind of go, you know, you're watching them kind of just build, and they're so close. I mean, you're like tenths of a point a lot of times. You know, whether they stick a landing or not is going to determine whether they win the meet. And it's just it gets exciting. Because, you know, you're waiting for somebody to mess up or fall or, you know, something, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, it can get exciting.
Sure.
I think. And look, I'm not going to lie to you, there's a lot of hot chicks on that team.
All right. There it is.
Now we
see. He likes the uniforms.
Patrick Queen's girlfriend's on the team.
He watches that for nice. The same reason that Matt watches football.
Who?
Our friend Matt.
Oh, okay.
He likes the costumes.
Gotcha.
All right. But anything else on LSU? You got all your notebook checked off? It's a good big it's a good thick LSU episode here.
I did see that the men's and women's track team, the men's is ranked number two, the track on track, the females are ranked number one.
We covering track now.
I'm just telling you, they're ranked one and two in their respective.
How is the LSU swim team doing?
I don't follow the swim team.
Ping pong.
What about the badminton team?
Let me say one thing. There was a LSU baseball player last year named Antoine Duplantis. His brother Mondo is a pole vaulter. He recently set the world record for pole vaulting. Now he is pole vaulting. His mom is from Sweden. His dad's from America. So he has dual citizenship, but he chose to represent Sweden for, I guess, the Olympics. Broke the world record in pole vaulting and then broke his own record like 3 days later for the world record in pole vaulting. So it was pretty – and did
he,
it,
broke,
like,
he broke the world record twice, the second time being his own.
Yes.
And then the and third time he broke his pole.
And he made it look easy. Anyway, it's a Louisiana connection.
So will he be competing in the Olympics? I mean, is that
I would same? Imagine. I would
if
imagine
he
so.
Broke the world record, you would assume he's going to be in the Olympics.
So that's something to look forward to. All right,
but anyway, I just like his name, Mondo.
Yeah. Well, that means world in Spanish. Mundo, actually. Mundo. M-U-N-D-O.
What does it mean in Swedish?
It means...
Lurken.
It means big pole.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United. You can follow us on Twitter for daily conversation at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Like us on Facebook to watch our live broadcasts. You can subscribe on YouTube to watch or to listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And of course, you can listen to us the old-fashioned way at DomePatrolPodcast.com. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, tiger donkeys.
Go Tigers!